Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Oh. It is me.
And wave by
Joe
myself.
Smith.
Hi.
Let's get onto some admin straight away.
Oh, wow.
Make sure you subscribe to the Sloppy Joes yes. podcast. Make sure you leave a lovely like and a comment. And do you know what we could do with more ratings on Spotify and Apple?
Oh,
we've got a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Let's get them bumped up.
Yeah, if you're listening on to the podcast on audio, hit that rating button. Give us a 5-star review. It helps us out as well massively. And also, what else you got there, Joe?
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the... That looked really good, doesn't it?
It does look really
the
good.
The Jude Bellingham sort of celebration
yeah.
as I welcome Sloppy Joe's merch. For the yeah. audio listeners, I'm wearing the Christmas jumper.
Yeah.
Can I go get yours?
It's not Jude Bellingham, it's Joe's belly ham, isn't it, that we can see there? Joe's got the Christmas jumper. Ethan, you've got your little merch piece on as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I went for this black hoodie, Drew.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. Monochrome style. Black, white on black. Looks fantastic.
Yeah, I quite like it, mate. It's quite smart, I thought, compared to the other colourful ones.
Quite smart compared to us as people. Bang, look at that. And the T-shirt as well. The Sloppy Joe's. It's just your standard white piece, but look at that. Lovely, 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 well done T-shirt. That.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Ooh, what's that? Do you know what I mean? Right,
pure
enough
whiskey.
Of that.
Pure
check
whiskey.
That out. The link is
this
in
is
the
a Sloppy Joe's mug. Go and buy yourself some Christmas delights.
Yes.
They come out pretty quick as well.
Still in time for Christmas, definitely. So go and, if you've got a Sloppy Joe's family, even if it's just for yourself, check it out. And if you spend £50 or more, you get a free bespoke video from us as well. So make sure you go and check that out.
They were coming for Christmas as well.
How are you?
Good. We got some big stuff on the way.
Yeah.
Christmas bonanza's incoming. Right. McGrath's Christmas bonanza.
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
That's where, just so people remember, that's teasing. Where Joe McGrath recycles last year's Christmas quiz. That he did at a pub in Wilmslow, and he gives it
Withington.
To us.
I'm
he
not
gives
that
it
posh.
To us as basically pretending it's new content. What else we got?
It's been a big weekend in our lives, Ethan.
Oh, it's been a big week in my life, and yours, I guess.
And ours.
That's where the word "our" comes into play. Do you know the word that Joe used?
Oh yes.
Yeah. I'd like to.
Not ours, mine, and yours.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it is ours. Yeah,
it is ours.
Yes.
You've been away again. My God, doesn't he go away a lot?
Honestly, you're better off, if you want to meet Ethan in the wild, you're better off looking in Barcelona and Besiktas, if that's not even a place, that's a football club, than you are in Manchester, because the guy's never here,
Ethan. Where did you go?
Yes, well, I went to a country called Spain and a city called Barcelona.
It's a really lovely place, Barcelona, isn't it?
Never been.
Busy. Busy, busy place.
Should be called Busy Loner.
Who?
You're a busy loner, aren't you, mate?
Who's in the group, Ethan?
Yeah, oh, who's gone? Who's
well,
on the plane?
The plane was full of me, Alan.
Alan.
We all love Alan, don't we? There was Jack.
Oui.
Nick.
Oui.
Andy.
Boo.
And Kieran.
Oui.
Nice. So the men.
Yeah.
The men that went to, where did you go? Marbella?
Oh, yes.
It was the exact same crew.
There's been some slight rotations. Obviously, we had a transfer window. We improved and we got some others in, some out.
Got a couple on loan.
A couple on loan.
Yeah.
And then we got stuck with this lot.
Nice. So, are you all meeting in Newcastle?
Yes.
Take us through the entire trip.
Oh, the entire trip. All right, then, Drew.
But don't do it sort of, in the past, you have tended to do these stories in almost real time.
Yeah.
And remember that you were away for 4 days, so maybe just speed it up a touch.
All right, well, I got back to Newcastle on the train, and then the next day we went to the airport early in the morning. So we got there for around 20 to 7.
It's an early start.
And there we are, the boys, we meet through, we put our boarding passes in, and then I see Alan.
Oh, sorry.
And I counted no more than 6 seconds, Alan said, "Oh, hello, Ethan, how are you doing?" I said, "I'm very well, Alan." He said, "I'm just dying for a pint.
Did he really? Last holiday, I remember he was already tucking into a Greg's Bacon Butty.
Oh, yes, yeah. But this time it was a pint for breakfast for Alan. We got through, we're doing the checkout, and poor old Andy got held up, you see, because he had far too many liquids. And bizarrely, he decided to sacrifice his important medication in order of deodorant in a moment of panic. Anyway, Alan wasn't standing around. Alan said, I'm not waiting for him. I'm getting a seat at the bar.
Alan instantly downed all the medication.
He's gone. He's left the boys at security to get to the bar.
Yep. Alan's there straight away. And by that point, he then orders the monster breakfast bap. And he tucks in. It fills them all up. And we're all ready to go.
Right up.
Yep. And then we jet out Ryanair. To Barcelona, and when we get there, there's a big religious parade going on.
Oh, wow.
Behold, the Mother Mary is sat on a big throne, on a golden throne, lofted through town with people playing music that I can only assume would please God.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
They must assume it pleases
God. It's Christmas time, isn't it? So it's big for the religious boys and girls. It's massive. There must be all sorts kicking about. Well, Mary's up the duff, isn't she? What's she 8 months gone now?
Something like that, yeah.
Because, you know...
Oh, bless. More.
Less.
She's into
less
a ninth
more.
Month.
Was she pregnant on the statue?
Certainly third trimester.
I don't know if she's pregnant on the statue, but it makes sense. That's probably why she was getting carried.
She's getting cravings for Alan's massive bap, wasn't she?
Come on, Ethan.
Oh. And then we're rocked up. We're in the hotel right in the centre of Barcelona. Behold, all of Barcelona.
Stop saying behold.
Behold. No, this is the new word, behold. We're there with you. I can see it. Behold.
Yeah, it's all around me.
What
and
is?
The Barcelona.
Barcelona's all around
the
me.
The Barcelona is all around
unbelievable.
Of course.
It's all around me.
The great thing about most cities is they are in 360, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, when you go, oh, we've got to Istanbul and it's 2D.
I love it when you're away and the place you're going to is just right there.
It's just
where is it?
Ah, there it is. But Barcelona,
whoosh.
Encompasses they all had.
There was no time to waste. Even though Jack was coming from a flight from London and was delayed by 2 hours, we had already booked the trip to Dam Brewery, who make Estrella beer.
No, quality.
So we went there, and I'll put some pictures in, maybe, if I remember to write it down whilst talking. And I must say, it was a very grand building. From many years ago, the early 1900s, it came about.
Alan must be like a pig in shit here.
So Alan, first thing he does, he sees a big crate, a big damn beer crate, and it's got a nozzle on it. And I'll put the picture in now. It's Alan lying on the floor, pretending to... imagining I don't want to say there's a sexual element to it.
I was going
to
say you sent us that picture in the group chat, and if you look closely you can make out a small erection on Alan.
Yeah,
is that
the excitement,
is that because of just the level of how much he wanted that thing to be real?
Oh, he was so excited.
Yeah,
he would be.
And the man at the front who was doing the tour, he didn't really crack any jokes.
No.
And he didn't really let us ask any questions. But the whole trip was €16, so...
Yeah, you get what you paid for.
You get what you paid for, really.
No, do you get any...
€16 each?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Of course it's €16 each.
For what? What did you get?
Did you get some beers? You must have got some beers.
Ah, well, we'll skip to the end of the tour, so you see the massive kettles and that. And
yeah, that bit's boring, isn't it? It's like the Guinness Factory. You ever done that in Dublin? It's all right, but your best bit is going right to the top for a nice pint.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
I've never done it.
Well, that's great.
Well, that's literally true. So we get there at the end and these tables all lined up for us with all these different types of damn beer. And the man's talking us through and then Jack enters through the doors. He's missed all the boring
big
bit.
Big cheer.
Yeah, big cheer. We clapped. Nobody else got involved. And then we're tasting all the beers. And I must say, I don't really find the stray that good a beer.
Good.
I thought it's all right, isn't it? It's got one that I'd slag off.
Oh, it's just overrated, I felt. And I tell you what, Barcelona, the only beer they'd done was Estrella, so I had to get a tasting for it eventually.
Oh, poor fucking you. I'm making it out like it was such a hard task. It's just a decent lager, isn't it, Estrella?
Yeah, it's just a standard.
I think it's all right.
Lager, isn't it? It's good.
It is all right, but there's nicer beers out there. Next trip, the following day, the zoo.
Fucking hell.
What a crazy...
This is like a trip for... Well, a school trip is what it is.
You're in
it?
Barcelona, aren't you?
Why are you going to the zoo?
Why? I didn't even know they had a zoo.
And I must say...
I must say. Oh, behold.
Behold.
I must say.
The zoo.
Fuck me.
I was strucken.
Strucken! Strucken!
Fucking hell! Oh, he must say it. He was strucken. I must say this word that doesn't exist. Go on. Where were you strucken?
I think I was stricken.
Stricken?
Is that not the word?
I was struck. At least would you say I was struck?
I don't know what he's trying to say. Stricken and struck aren't the same thing. What happened?
I witnessed a rape.
Man alive. This is...
Honestly.
Right, keep talking, please.
I'm telling the truth. I went to the orangutan enclosure and I was having a little watch of them.
Did Alan get in there?
No.
And you couldn't be stopped. No. For the...
You got to clear this up straight away.
Right. Hurry up and get to the fucking bit animal that stops this from being the worst thing you've ever said, please.
The orangutan just started abusing the woman one and she was biting him and telling him to get off and he wouldn't. And I think it's what you call, doggy style, have you? That was what was going on. Anyway, he was done during the act. We were all watching through the glass.
Not nude.
And we realised on the other side of the glass, there's another bit of the enclosure. One of the, monkeys had his face pressed up against the glass and was watching. And then, and it was quite funny at this bit. And then we looked up and we realised there's another monkey hung upside down who was staring at the act as well. And they were all enjoying it. Anyway, after he was done, the man went up to the branch.
The man?
The man monkey.
The man monkey. He doesn't mean a man.
The monkey.
Alan.
And he just went down there, grabbed his,
Willy.
Yeah, and then... No, I hate it.
What ate his own cock?
What are you talking about?
It is juice, I think is the only word I can say.
This is great. What a crazy zoo this is in Barcelona. Now, I've got to say...
That's the maddest thing anyone has ever said on any podcast. That is fucking horrible.
So
that is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
I was slapping
on the grass and I was saying, stop it. And I was trying to stop it.
You told the male orangutan to stop.
I tried to say stop, but he just ended up staring at me whilst he did it.
He gave you eye contact. That's mad.
This is horrible.
Now, I don't know what the relationship is like between the male and the female animals in different species, but sometimes the ladies don't always enjoy it, do they?
Oh, no, she was biting them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Well,
pigeons fucking ate it.
I've seen it happen with ducks before as well in the Clumber Park, and we kicked one.
So he ate his own... Oh, God.
Well, I'll tell you what made up for it, the flamingos. They were great fun.
Going from an animal that doesn't have a leg to stand on to an animal that only has one, that sounds like a pretty good day, actually, doesn't it?
So the zoo, you've been to a brewery, sex show. What's next?
Oh well, what I was also going to say was people are probably wondering about Alan the story. He was there with a zoo pint in his hands, which I didn't know was a thing.
You got a pint at the zoo? That's mint.
Alan's fucked, man.
Yeah, he was the only one to get a zoo pint, I think.
Was he just constantly pissed?
Constantly on it.
Is he always just constantly pissed?
He just loves it. He's on holiday.
He is on holiday. Like, he's on holiday. Right, so you've gone to the brewery, now you're at the zoo. Now, are we out doing anything in the night? Are we going out, we're partying?
Oh, well, that's a great question, Joe. So we ended up going to this really quite exciting bar, and the only reason we got enticed, because the Grinch came out and grabbed us.
Fucking hell.
Right.
This is, so part, we can, what we can deduce from this bar, the fact that there is a sort of a Grinch in there that comes out and grabs people, is it is the worst bar in the world.
Yeah, so
isn't it? Because any bar where you get pulled in by a Grinch is shit inside. Isn't
well,
it?
Well, we went down. So he led you downstairs, the Grinch, and this wasn't any normal Grinch. He was off his head. What he was doing was he had a bubble machine. You spray it at people's faces, and then he got, do you know the things where you get the ice, like the scoop for the ice for the. He got that. He was throwing it over everyone. He was hoying ice at people. People getting cut in the eye. Honestly,
where is this? Where are you? This doesn't sound like anywhere. This Grinch is harming people.
This trip sounds horrible.
The barman had to get his umbrella out to protect himself. So the bar was just in the corner with his umbrella trying to protect his face.
Why is
Grinch throwing ice everywhere?
I thought it was lovely weather over there. It's all set up. It's never rained. It's all fucking cheeky. Right, so did you stay there all night?
Well, that was a great night, that one. And then went to like some lovely rooftop top bars and stuff like that. Had some really posh and expensive drinks.
Like what?
Oh, like, you know, like a bamboo dramble.
Say that drink again.
It was the bamboo dramble.
Is a bamble drumble.
Was it the bumble dumble? I can't remember.
I don't know. You tell me. You got to ask us about this made up drink, a bamble drumble or a bumble dumble. We don't fucking know.
Bramble dumble.
Bramble is a drink.
Yeah, bramble dumble.
But why are you saying that? What's the dumble bit?
I don't know, but it's delicious.
Is it like blackcurrant flavour, kind of?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that'll be a bramble then.
Bramble dumble. So good.
Drumble dumble.
So good. So you've had a big night out. Did you go to the new camp?
No, for they are not playing there at the minute. They're playing at the Olympic Stadium. And yes, I did go. I went to Barcelona versus Girona.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which was, as if we didn't notice at the time how Girona would be, but Girona was one of the best teams in Europe at the minute. Before the fixture, we were third. So it was a big game, this. It was third v fourth. And if Girona won, they were to go top. And we were sat right next to the ultras. And there I was. Alcohol-free pint in hand.
What did Alan have?
An alcohol-free pint, because you can't drink in the Spanish grounds. But don't worry, we had a few, what they're called, Estrellas beforehand. And we were right next to the ultras, who were kept behind Perspex glass.
Which ultras?
The Barcelona ultras.
Their own ultras are kept behind Perspex glass. That's mad, that.
To separate them from their own fans. Mad, isn't it?
That is mad. People like you, I guess, in case they spot you and realise that you're not a Barca fan.
Mm. Well, what you wouldn't realise is that it's actually more common in those grounds to have the away fans sometimes dotted across.
Yeah.
And there were some very brave Girona fans for when it was made 4-2 to Girona, with basically the last kick of the game to seal the win. They went mental. And oh my goodness. The ultras were banging on the Perspex. They were trying to clamber over. They were swearing away.
Really? They're trying to kill
them? I was pretending to be fuming with them because I was worried we looked too touristy.
Do your best impression of a Barcelona fan that's mad at a Girona fan for celebrating.
Well, they're like banging on the... Putza. Oh, can you say that, actually? That's Spanish swearing.
I think you'd be right.
Yeah, but what's the swear word?
Bitch, I think.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. And then the songs, interestingly, the man all the way through the game was a man with a microphone in the ultras section who's leading the chants. Mm. Barca, Barca, Barcelona, Barcelona, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't really say any like fan chants or whatever. And he wasn't watching the game at all. So I think what kept him going at 4-2, considering the same chants or whatever, is he thought it was probably 0-0.
He didn't know.
No, he had no idea
what the score was. He just faces away, he chants the whole time. He hasn't seen a Barcelona game in 30 years, that guy.
What a crazy... It sounds like a great trip.
Was it good?
Oh, wow. And also, the walk up there, a beautiful art gallery, a beautiful place in the stadium. It looks like a museum from the outside with carvings and that, etc. It doesn't look like your classic stadia. So, yes, it was a lovely trip, lots of booze, apart from Andy getting food poisoned and that ruining the whole trip for him and he couldn't go to the game. But apart from that, we had a great time. Oh, we couldn't pinpoint it.
It's always the ice, isn't it?
It's always the ice.
It's the ice that the Grinch was throwing.
Is it the ice?
Because the thing with the Grinch is he freezes the ice with tap water.
Yeah.
So that's how they get you.
Did you see the What's the church there that's not been done in like 400
Sangria.
Years? Sangria. Yeah, is that what it's called? The Sangria. Have you heard about this? The guy.
Is it called Sangria? The Sangria?
I thought, is that not, that's a booze, isn't it?
Oh, is that a beer?
No, it's a wine, isn't it? So there's this. Is Sangria a wine? You just, what are you laughing at?
Is it? Oh, I've got all confused.
Oh, the Sangria. I just thought you were right considering you were there like 2 days ago.
Sagrada.
Sagrada. Means. You went too far off.
Sorry, yes. Sagrada Basilica. Familiar.
From my brief knowledge, this place was being built like 400 years ago.
No. I think it was in the 1880s they started building
it. The geezer dies, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And they still don't know how to finish it.
Well, no, they are finishing it. It's going to be finished in a couple of years.
So really? They want to finish it by 2026, which would mark 100 years of construction.
So that's too long, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a 100 long time. Years.
But have you seen it? Because it's almost done. Let's
it's decent,
it's done.
Isn't it?
The outside is amazing. Obviously, these big, like, weird, like pillars, almost look like coral.
Yeah,
like the coral, Great Barrier Reef. But inside looks like a weird, like the spine of like a great whale or something.
Oof,
do you know what I mean?
It's nice that
it's got a touch of the sort of Doctor Who's to it.
So, any more stories before we move on, Ethan?
I think you've had your fun with me now, and I must say I had my fun with Barcelona.
Good. Was it better than... Nice. Where did you go last time?
Marbella.
Was it better than that?
It was a few less days there. I think Barcelona was prettier because of the architecture and stuff. Oh, also, sorry, I just to whack in, Alan's caricature. Have you seen this?
No.
All right, okay. I'll whack this in now.
That's crazy. That, the poor guy.
Look at the pint in his hand as well. Is that a wet patch as well?
What is going on there?
Little wet patch. Had he pissed himself, Ethan?
No, but I found it quite amusing. So the guy didn't even ask Alan if you wanted like a beer put in or whatever. The guy just knew.
Alan not have a beer on him?
No. The guy just knew
you
it was
just
right.
You can just tell he could spot it a mile. How did he?
That's crazy.
So he genuinely, Alan sat down, no beer in hand,
yeah,
and the guy just happened to draw a beer.
So we're just on the streets. We walked past him. God. Alan got done. I was sat next to the man, and the man was drawing it along, and it was remarkable how quick he'd done it. He did it like 6 or 7 minutes.
Really? Yeah, that's how quick they are. They're clever.
Well, there's only about 15 lines to draw, isn't there?
Okay, well.
I couldn't do it, but they're notoriously quick, aren't they? What did you think? You come back in 100 years like that fucking church. get your great-great-grandson to come back and grab this off me, will you?
Well, it's great to have you back, Ethan.
It is really nice to have you back. I've missed a big time.
Where's the next trip then? Where do you think you're going to
go? Oh, I think Portugal is on the horizon.
Wow.
You're not straight too
No, it's,
far
it's all
from
very
Spain,
much
are
of
you?
A muchness, isn't it?
Ah,
Would
yes.
Would you consider maybe going to Eastern Europe maybe next time?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Croatia's lovely.
Yes. Very cheap beer as well. Alan will love it.
We had a great weekend.
Yeah, we did.
We became superstar DJs.
Here we go.
We took over a place called Canvas in Manchester for what was one of my best nights out in a while.
Yeah. It was really good.
It was great to see some sloppers down there, some mates down there.
Yeah.
Essentially, we put on a little bit of a party, and me and you, between 11 and midnight, DJed.
Spinning the wheel.
Smashed it.
We did smash it. It was really good.
Yeah, well, I took over a little bit because I was a bit pissed, didn't I?
Well, and also, it got to the point where... And we always knew this was going to be an issue. There was always going to be a slight contrast of styles, wasn't there? In my head, the dream DJ experience... You can tell me what you prefer, Ethan.
All right, yeah.
My head, the dream DJ experience, what I want when I go to a DJ is for the songs that they're playing to go... Oh, fucking, I love this song. I haven't heard this in ages, and I love it. That's what I want. I want to be reminded people of songs they don't hear all the time, but that they absolutely love, right? You're more of
to be fair, the songs I played, you don't hear all the time.
No, but they're some of the most played...
Listen, we played three or four of your dance tunes. Yes, it went all right. It was good.
Well. Everyone stayed in the room. There was no problems, no issues. And my songs weren't dead obscure
by
any means.
They were well-known tunes.
But Joe's more of the give them what they know vibe. I saw a
hungry crowd
that
wanted feeding.
Yeah, and what did you feed him with?
The YMCA. But Joe, How well did it go down?
It went down pretty well.
It went down. No, no,
it
no.
went down well.
It went down well. And but also, Joe's slagging me off about the Pogues Fairy Tale in New York.
No, no, no.
How well did that go down? You've never seen anything like it, Ethan.
Ethan, right?
The crowd parted. They all got in a massive circle. I had to, it was like some fly there.
By the end, I said, "We're doing Fairy Tale in New York to play that." That was our last tune. Everyone got in a big circle. It was beautiful.
It was very good.
I had to be, so first of all, he was like, let's get YMCA on. And at this point, we've already got Teenage Dirtbag on, which, do you know what I mean, right?
Tune.
It's a great tune. Exactly, great tune. And I said, we cannot do YMCA. It's a step too far. And then he was like, okay, yeah, fair enough. And then about four songs later, he was like, right, Sweet Caroline next then. I was like, fucking anything but that. Yeah, so then he was like, right, well, you got to pick one. I'm having one of YMCA Sweet Caroline. I was like, at least YMCA is a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went with YMCA instead.
What was your favourite song of our set?
I don't know. I tell you what I did really enjoy. Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield went down an absolute treat, didn't it?
Because we saw our DJ set in two halves, didn't we? We capped off each half an hour with a Christmas tune. So we played lots of good indie tunes.
Yeah. So the first half was more sort of dancing indie.
Yeah, it was great.
That was to sort of get people to know that we're the real deal.
Yeah.
And then second half was just bang after bang after bang.
But the thing, we didn't really play many Arctic Monkeys or Oasis or anything, really.
No, it was more your...
Gorillaz.
Yeah, we played a little bit of...
What did we start with? The Streets?
The Streets.
That was
good. Fit, but you know it,
Ethan
hit
we
hard.
We had them in the palm of our hand.
It was fantastic and it was really good and everyone was lovely. And
did you get drunk that night?
Oh, yeah.
Were you steaming?
I probably had 7 or 8 doubles.
Doubles?
Yeah. So I was pretty pissed. Not disastrously pissed, but I was pretty pissed. But yeah, it was next day.
Those nights out are good, aren't they? Where everyone was in a good place, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because like, everyone was in good vibes.
Especially
good
vibes. Sort of knew almost everyone there because
it was nice.
Because the way that the event was set up, it was you never worried about it being weird or shit or aggressive or anything.
It was lovely, delicious.
I must say though, Drew, interesting that you copied your new podcast logo directly off Crazy Pedro's.
Nothing like Crazy Pedro's.
Ooh, what's this?
His logo looks just like the Crazy Pedro's logo.
It doesn't look like
Crazy Pedro's. Have you been robbing?
I've not been robbing at all.
Have you sought inspiration?
I've got a guy to make that from Bangladesh, so if he knows what Crazy Pedro's is, I'll be stunned.
You just sent him the Crazy Pedro's logo and said, copy this.
Make it a little bit cartoony, please.
Yeah.
And it's not, Crazy Pedro's has got a geezer on it, like a face.
Yeah, it's nothing like it.
Sure.
Ethan just wants to dish
it's the same style as Crazy Pedro's, isn't it?
What style is that?
It's not though, actually.
I think it is.
You're talking out your ass. Anyway, that's not Fallout. Mm. Who's ready for McGrath's Christmas bonanza?
Duh.
Where's my laptop?
I don't know.
Shit. Got it. Right, so for December, I am bringing last year's Christmas quiz.
Wow.
That,
if any of the questions start with, in the news this week, we know that we're in for a bit of trouble.
I need you to have, like, you can have your phones in front of you for this.
Ethan started Googling it last time.
Yeah, because this one, this Christmas round, has nothing to do with, like, all the answers you will know because it is a Family Fortune style round.
Oh, I like Family Fortune.
It is my favourite of the rounds. So here's what we're going to do. I've got 4 Family Fortunes Christmas style questions in front of us.
Great.
They're all very simple. What I need you to do is I need you to think, what do you think the most popular answer was from a survey of 100 people?
Just while you're talking about this, so we're going for the most popular answer, obviously.
Yeah.
The opposite end of this spectrum is the quiz show pointless.
Yeah, so you're trying to be the least.
You think of the most obscure answers.
Yes.
Right? I just need to bring this up with you. It was a list of loads of pictures, and you had to pick the one that the least people had picked. So it'd be, and I think it was all vegetables. So there's this like weird looking cabbage that was pretty tricky and all that. Bottom right corner was a potato. Picture of a potato, raw potato with the letters P at the start and O at the end. You had to fill the blank in, right?
Yeah.
They ask 100 people, name that veg. Guess how many people got potato?
No, how many?
I mean, in your head, it must be 100.
High.
It must be 100.
97.
Yeah. 82.
Fuck off.
18
what
people
are you over 18
saw
people
a picture
doing?
Of a potato and had no fucking idea what it was, mate.
Right, strap yourself in.
You know.
Right, you can write down your most popular answer at the top. So you'll get 3 points if you get the most popular answer, 2 points for second, only 1 point for third. And I'll add up all your points at the end of the round. Play along at home.
Great.
Apart from Rudolph, can you name me another reindeer?
Ethan.
No, no, you both can have a go. Fucking hell.
He's given his guess. He's said it. You're giving your answer. Is Ethan in the top three?
No.
Oh, snowballs for you. My turn.
He just thinks because his mum used to sing.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donna and Ethan. What do you recall?
No, you stupid
you idiot.
Twat.
That's no points for you. No, so it's my guess now.
Family fortunes you put in.
No, you don't.
But this isn't the proper family fortunes. We don't want to rip it off. This is, write down what you think the most popular answer was when I asked 100 people, name me another reindeer apart from Rudolph.
Yeah, I've got one.
Right. Joe, tell me yours.
Dasher.
Ethan, tell me yours.
Prancer.
Is.
It's not Prancer. If Prancer's number 1.
0 points! I can tell you. In at number 3 with 1 point is Vixen.
Ooh. Oh, I had Vixen.
Number 2 with 2 points is Comet. But in at number 1 with 3 lovely points is Dasher!
Go on, Dasher!
I asked 100 people to name me a Christmas film.
Oh, wow. Ethan, tend to go first.
I want to say Home Alone.
Oh, it's a beautiful answer.
It is a beautiful answer.
Now, where were these people that you asked?
Now, this is interesting you ask, isn't it? Because Ethan didn't. These are people from the UK. They're all part of a quiz like sort of community that we can we've just bought the
answers
from.
I'm going to say Love Actually.
In at number 3, with 1 point. Is Home Alone.
Oh, that's shit.
I thought that would be number 1. Ethan, if I had gone first, I would have picked Home Alone.
No, but you can both pick the same answer. As long as you write it down.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
In at number 2, with 2 points, It's a Wonderful Life. Oof. And in at number 1, no points for you, Joe, it's Elf.
Wow. Yeah. Elf. There we go.
Shite.
Elf. And the best, here we go.
So what, is it 3? I've got 3, Ethan's
3,
got 1.
3-1.
Well done, Eth.
Name the best part... No, I'll go the other way first. Name the worst part of the Christmas dinner, the actual dinner itself.
Okay. Is it the argument with your family? Or does it have to be an ingredient?
It's more of an ingredient.
Okay, Brussels sprouts.
Fuck! Right, you can have sprouts as well.
I want sprouts.
No, you can't both have it.
Yeah.
Said I would have picked Home Alone, but I didn't last time because he'd already had it. It ruins the game if we both just pick the same one every time.
Well, what do I pick then?
All right, I have sprouts then.
Right, do you want to have sprouts?
Sprouts are the villain of the Christmas dinner.
It goes mash, 1 point.
What? This is it. This is the actual answer. Yeah. Mash got on there.
Yeah, mash got on there.
I suppose they're all good.
Parsnips, well. 2, sprouts. Yeah. Both get a point. Right, this is
three,
it now.
3 points each.
No shouting out
so
at the minute.
6 to me, 4 to Ethan.
Yeah.
How many rounds have we got overall?
This is the final one.
Oh, what?
Right, no, you've still got time to... If you pick the right answer and Joe completely gets off the ball.
Ethan goes first.
Name the best part of the Christmas dinner.
Okay. Ethan, right. You go first.
Pigs and blankets.
Now, if I just say pigs and blankets, I've won.
Yeah, but it depends how you want to play the game.
It could be turkey, Drew.
Yeah, but if I say pigs and blankets, I get the same points as you no matter what, and I maintain my lead and win.
Could be turkey.
I'm not going to do that because I think that's a dickhead thing to do. I'm going to say roast potatoes.
Oh!
Because they're my favourite bit.
In at number 3 with 1 point is the roast potato.
Oh. So you need number 1 to tie. Because I'm on 7 now, you're on 4. You need all 3 points to take this to a tiebreaker.
In at number 2.
What did he say again? Pigsy blankets.
With 2 points. Is the Yorkshire pudding.
Oh my God.
And in at number 1 with 3 lovely points, meaning I need to find a tiebreaker, it's Pigs in Blankets!
Well done, Ethan!
Right, let me find a quick tiebreaker, talk amongst yourselves.
Wow, I can't believe that. Pigs in Blankets, I think, are hugely overrated, personally. Is that your favourite bit?
My stepdad makes massive pigs in blankets.
Of course he does.
Does he? He turns all the lights off before you eat them, does he?
No.
Yeah, he does.
Oh God.
The bacon slipped down the blanket this year.
That is so bad. Can I play you? I've got a list of generic questions in front of me here. Can I just give you one of them? So it's nothing to do with Christmas, but I've got...
Yeah, of course.
Are you ready?
What questions is this going to be?
No, this is still Family Fortunes.
Oh, okay.
Name me
okay.
the most famous, apart from the Beatles, I should say, name me the most famous British band. I asked 100 people. So this is in the same thing. Name me the most famous British band you can. 100 people who have been asked the same question.
Oasis.
Oh, he's done well there. Either, although, actually, I hate to say this, it's my turn to go first, isn't it?
Yeah, but you go first.
Oasis.
I'm going to say Oasis.
No, I said Oasis.
We can't hear you because it's your go to go second.
Oasis. Say Oasis. All right, take that.
Oh, fucking hell. Ethan James. Do you really want to go with Take That?
No, I wanted to go with Oasis.
Do you want? You could find a better answer than Oasis.
Is Oasis number one?
Oasis is in there.
Right, so but it's not number one.
Not number one.
Okay, I'll go second then. This is hard, you know.
Right.
I'll go with Oasis.
Right. Stop.
Yeah, we know you're going with Oasis. Stop saying Oasis. One Direction.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
They're both third. Oasis and One Direction are both third. It goes Rolling Stones in at number two. And Queen.
Right,
in
so we need another
one.
Tiebreaker. This is unbelievable. This is like one. Europa League final with Man United taking 11 penalties.
Give me one more minute. Let me see Oasis, what was.
Oh, I can't believe that. One Direction and Oasis tied. We should have thought of Queen and Rolling Stones, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I was just thinking of Oasis, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. You kept saying it. You keep saying Oasis.
Here we go.
Almost,
Do you mind if it's still. Oh, here's a good one. Yeah! Name me, and write this down. If you shout out, I'll bat you. Name me a capital city apart from London.
Okay, can I go first this time?
Right, have you written it down? I want to see you writing it down.
You've asked the Brits.
Yeah.
Okay, can I go first?
Yeah.
Paris.
Fuck! I want Paris.
What do you want to go for?
Oh, that's a disaster.
You had your big band last time. You got to have a
Oasis. It's all over.
It's all over.
It was all over.
There's no point, is there?
Oh, I know what he should say here.
I'll know the answer.
I think I know what he should say here. Can I?
Can't tell you. What are you going to go for? You can still...
Come on, Ethan.
Washington, D.C.
Fuck off, he's gone Washington, D.C.
Fucking thick
bastard.
What are
you doing?
Right, in at number three with 1 point is Madrid. Yeah. In at number two with 2 points is Dublin.
Yeah.
In at number three with... In number one with all 3 points is Paddy.
Yay!
Scandalous.
Great game.
Lovely
well
game.
Played.
Well done, everyone.
Oh, my days.
I'm like, this game's working me a bit appetite.
It's nice. Christmas bonanza will return.
Gaga, I'm hungry.
Yeah, he's just
I need some food.
Nah, you're such a
fool. Oh, I'm so hungry.
Let's eat. Right, Joe, cast your mind back to what was a devastating last Tuesday.
It was one of the most devastating blows I've ever had. And I've been blown. More times than I care to mention. And this was devastating.
Ethan James, for those who don't know, gets the same thing to eat every record day that he has done for the last, I'd say, 6 months. How long, Ethan? Do you say this is a tradition?
Oh, yeah. 6 months would be reasonable, I would say. Yeah, a long time.
It smells delicious, and it is a Caribbean box filled with rice, coleslaw, chicken.
Jerk chicken.
And we've been asking, Joe, I mean, how much
ever despair. Since he started getting it, I was like, bring it in for the 9 out of 10 club. He has it all the time. Last week, we said, go get it. He said he didn't have time. Then he went and had it by himself.
Yes. Now, that actually is, when you say out loud,
sackable
disgraceful.
Offense. Sackable offence.
It really is. But he survived by the skin of his teeth.
Well, do you know what he did? He did the right thing. He left the country. He went to Barcelona.
So
we couldn't get to him. We were banging on his door, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. We were frothing at the mouth. You were frothing at the arse like a prized baboon. And we were at his door.
Did they froth at the arse?
Nah, but they sort of chub up down the back door.
Chub up.
Back door.
Christ. We're chubbing up all my
but
life.
But luckily, he was in Catalonia and we couldn't get to him. Now, he's back.
He returns.
And you better have some fucking Jamaican food for me to scoff in my hole, Ethan. Or God be my witness, you are getting cut in half.
Well. I did say I was on 9 out of 10 club duty today. Mm-hmm. And indeed, I have brought in Rita Rain.
We've got the works. Talk us through it, Ethan, because you finally delivered. You finally brought it in. talk us through where it is, who it is, and what they've given us today.
Okay, so Rita Rains, you can find it on Market Street in Manchester. So they've got like little stalls along the bit, and the queues are the biggest always for Rita Rains. Why? Because it's the best food in Market Street in that sense. So what we have in front of us, and if you don't mind Joe Smith holding it up for the camera, we've got I've specifically picked out the rice and peas. You can get jollof rice, but I went for the rice and peas. You've got some jerk chicken in there, covered with the jerk sauce. And on top of that, you've got the coleslaw, the salad, and the plantain, which is like a banana, like a sweet banana. So
It's its own thing, isn't it?
A less sweet banana, isn't it, if we're honest?
So here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to dive in.
But what else have they given us here? Sorry, that's your usual box.
Mm.
But what are these other things I'm seeing here? I'm seeing some sort of patty.
Dumpling.
Extra plantain and a dumpling.
Oh, the dumplings are phenomenal.
So let's
dumplings
get
are essentially fried bread,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's get straight into
There's
this.
There's going to be a dramatic cut because we're absolutely going to scram the life out of this.
Let's taste it first. Let's get
really?
The initial, yeah, let's hit it with... They want to see that Firth MP.
Do they? MP. What does MP for mean?
Firth mouthpiece.
Mouthpiece. Get your mouthpiece out. I'm going for a little bit of chicken.
Oh, it's all there, isn't it?
Good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's all there, Ethan.
Ethan.
Right, let's go.
Right, sloppers. Nothing has happened in your world. But in our world,
everything's happened.
We've just demolished Rita Rains. We got right up in there, didn't we? We saw it all.
Rita Rains supreme.
And we went to town, boys.
Jesus Christ.
I ate too much too quick. I'm slightly flagging. But what a great bit of food.
Amazing.
I can understand why Ethan sees it as a nice midweek treat.
Yeah. That'll get you. That'll keep you full until Saturday, that will.
Yeah, especially Ethan. There's nothing of him.
No. That is a meal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, you're not like, oh, sometimes on this show we bring in, oh, what's this, a jalapeno popper, you know, a little chocolate bar, and this or that, a snack, a bit, a bob. That is the rice and peas, the coleslaw, the salad, the plantain, the jerk chicken with extra jerk sauce. That is a full-blown meal.
It is.
That has taken my mind and body for an absolute walk around
and
the block.
Every single item all helps one another.
Delicious.
You've got obviously the lovely salty herby chicken that is just, oh, those little bites of what I think is chicken thigh.
Thigh meat.
Gotta be thigh meat.
Gotta be thigh meat.
It's a bit more succulent. Then you've got the lovely rice, and I love when rice isn't just, do you know what I ate? Just boiled rice.
I'm, across the board.
Do you want to slap me in the face?
Sick of rice, right?
I know, I think rice is going to have its day soon.
I'm sick of it. But this, there's enough going on there
that
it's enjoyable just by itself. You could have a little
rice
cook of just
the
rice.
Rice needs to be cooked with anything but just boiling water.
Yeah.
I cooked it the other day with a chicken stock and a lump of butter. I nearly passed out. It was that good. Anyway, that rice is phenomenal.
When you say lump, block.
Delicious. Didn't tell Becky. Oh, yes. I don't know why it's so good today.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm going to try this recipe again.
You can spread this rice on toast.
The plantain, although I think you've ate all my plantain. I didn't get any plantain.
Did you got some in the box?
No.
What?
I didn't get any plantain in my box, Ethan.
You what?
Did you get some?
I had one, yeah. It was lovely.
I had about six pieces.
Damn. No! You're going to do a plantain review.
But it was delicious. Always is.
And I think my one of my highlights is the dirty dumpling.
Is it?
Because essentially what they do is they get a lovely dough ball and they deep fry it.
Yeah.
So the outside is crispy.
Would that be a way you'd like to go? Would you like to be dumplinged to death? Like, if let's consider you, and I just mean for the terms of imagery, a dirty dough ball, right? If you were to be deep fried, could you see that as a sort of Viking funeral? Do you know how they push them off on the boat and set it on fire?
Yeah.
Maybe after you've died, actually.
I thought,
we give you a traditional deep fried funeral, and we just lower you into a vat of hot grease. Would that be a way to go?
Or how do they cook duck in a duck orange?
Oh, you want to be confied?
I'll be confied.
Yeah, let's confie this man. You know what, actually? Confie him. I'd love
confie
to say
him,
that.
And then everyone can have a little bit at the end.
That'd be nice.
I think the writing's on the wall here for Rita Rains.
Go on, Ethan, talk us through it then, because you're the real man about town when it comes to Rita Rains.
Yeah, so they kindly threw in some extras for us, which was, like you mentioned, the dumpling, the plantain, and a patty as well, which I've not had before. But I must say, I'm usually not a massive, like, kind of pastry man.
You said, I think it was, I believe, on the last podcast that you effing hate pastry, so this is going to be good.
But obviously, I do like a Greggs.
Right.
Because of the filling. Oh, yeah. And it's this exact same scenario again, where the filling shines through. And do you know what surprised me? I actually like the pastry on this. It seems a little bit, I don't know.
Disingenuous.
Can I say that we've done pâtés on the 9 out of 10 Club before and they got in?
Yeah, because they're fantastic.
You've had one of these before, Ethan.
Oh, well, maybe it's that you kind of pastry I like. Well,
because I tell you what's good about these the pastry on the pâtés is it's different.
Yes.
It's flaky in a different way. There's more flavours to it, yes. I believe. Mm. In it? Do you know what I mean?
It's got some sort of seasonings to it, hasn't
definitely.
It? It's a different colour, first of all. It's more yellow than your traditional English white pastry.
Yeah.
It's less sickly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know if I can't have many of them. Like those that dumpling, like it's delicious, but oof.
Yeah. Oof.
How many of them could you have?
100.
400.
I'd love to throw one. Great shape to throw, but I'll be too busy bloody eating it. So what are you saying then, Joe?
Olympics next
Ethan,
year.
Ethan, you start off then. Is this 9 out of 10 for you?
So to break it down for me, the jerk chicken. Wow. the rice and peas is what I went for over the jollof rice. And that lovely softness of the peas really gives you a different
Stop what in the silence of the lambs is the softness of the peas?
Also, I think it's beans, isn't it? Rice and beans.
Well, I think it's called peas, isn't it?
But is it called peas? But it's beans, isn't it?
That was beans.
I think I meant beans then.
The softness of the peas are the green thing. I didn't get a pea in mine, did you?
No, I got a bean.
It was delicious. I love beans.
The beans were great.
Stop eating.
And... Oh.
Sorry,
and now I know how Becky feels. Jesus Christ!
No, that's how I feel.
And
Becky shouting.
The star of the show. Well, it's not quite the star of the show, but something that I love is the coleslaw. I think it's some of the best coleslaw I've ever had.
Coleslaw is so delicious. It's purple, yeah. So obviously it's pleasing on the eye because you've got so much going on, and then you've got this brightness of the purple coleslaw just poking its way through. Hello.
And the salad is good as well.
I
don't mean the salad. The salad itself is a relatively basic salad. But just the addition of it, freshness, the lightness, compared to the quite intense, richness of the rice and the chicken.
And I think,
excellent.
I think as well, just because if you're around the UK and you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to be able to try this. I think if you can find your best Caribbean spot near you, they will do a dish like this.
Yeah, especially if you live, from works up, I don't think you're getting Caribbean food, but if you live near a city or a big town, or obviously anywhere
and
that's
you've
got...
you've never tried it. There'll be many people who have tried it and know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Go and get those flavours together.
It's just fucking fantastic.
I think it's all, so good.
But if you're from Manchester, Drew, I think you've got to go to Arraigns, and for me, it's an all-round 9 out of 10.
Yes, it is a brilliant 9 out of 10 for me as well.
I suppose we've got to ask the question, haven't we? Is it 9 out of 10?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. No, it is genuinely fantastic. And it's a, like I said, a type of food that I already love.
Yeah.
Done very well. Thank you very much.
Well done, Rita. Right then, there's only one final thing to end the episode on, and it is getting yourself some Sloppy Joe's merch.
You've got the Christmas edition there.
I've got a Christmas edition. Ethan, what edition have you got?
Oh, I've gone for this edition.
The black one. Love that. I like that. White on black. Yeah. Looks very good.
Very
little hoodie piece, isn't it?
Yes, hoodie
Yours
piece.
Yours is just a standard jumper. There's all sorts. There's T-shirts. There's different colour hoodies, different colour jumpers. Obviously, that's the Christmas edition. There's a little muggy on there as well.
Yeah,
there's all sorts. Make sure you go and check it out.
I mean, this is just the first drop as well. We'll be working on other stuff.
Oh, yeah. We've got... coming up in the bank holiday sales, not bank holiday, what's it called? Boxing Day sales. I've got a new little launch I'm working on.
Nice.
Very exciting indeed.
Very exciting. Oh, and if you get your piece, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Take a picture, drop us a tag on Instagram or Twitter, and we will share them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe to the Sloppy Joes.
Well, thanks for finally bringing that in, Ethan.
That's quite all right.
Bastard.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Ethan.
Yes, ta-ra, everyone.